My name is Annette Crosby. I'm doing this particular appeal for hearing aids for children abroad because I'm deaf. I've been deaf for quite some time now, and I know the effect it has on your life, which is to isolate you. I think that's the worst of it. You're left out, or rather, it's not so much you're left out, but when people are having a conversation, you lose the track because you can't hear everything everybody says and you can't hear the overlapping bits, and eventually you just mentally withdraw and sit there and wait till you can go home. Now, it's sad enough for people like myself who are ageing, and that's why we're going deaf, but for a child, I can't imagine what it, I don't know how you develop at all as a human being if you cannot hear. I've tried to complain it to blindness myself, but I can't do it. Of course, people can see you when you're blind, and if they're kind enough, they will help you. But nobody knows you are deaf until you tell them. That's the terrible thing, you have to admit. And I find, too, that in a way you are ashamed of it, and that makes me angry, because, of course, nobody can help it. But you feel you have to apologise. I'm constantly saying to people on the telephone, I'm sorry, but I'm going deaf. I wonder if you could repeat that. Why do I have to say I'm sorry, I'm going deaf? Anyway, that's why I did it. It's not till you suffer from something like this that you realise what a terrible effect it can have. And on children, as I say, I don't begin to understand how they survive.